Read on. May 2022. The cost of living crisis. The rising prices of things needed for everyday life mean millions of Britons are struggling to make ends meet. By Siobhan Brooms. Doing the weekly food shop, heating your home on an unseasonable cold spring night, filling the car with petrol so you can drive to work, these are the things many people till now have been able to pay for without thinking too much about costs. But in the last few months, the prices of these everyday items have gone through the roof. And for those who already had problems paying for such things, sliding into poverty could be a real danger. The UK is having a cost of living crisis. The Institute for Government says this is happening because there has been a fall in real incomes since late 2021. A fall in real income means that the income or money a person has can no longer buy what it did before. That happens when there is inflation. Inflation is an unusual rise in the general level of prices. Inflation in the UK now is the highest it's been in 30 years. There are several reasons that the prices for the things needed for everyday life have risen, according to Forbes magazine. They include the pandemic, environmental concerns, food production, and, last but not least, the war in Ukraine. The effects of the COVID-19 pandemic on the economy have been enormous. Having so many industries, including travel, entertainment, and hospitality, unable to function as usual, meant huge amounts of money did not flow into the economy. But at the same time, people who lost their jobs because of the pandemic needed to be given money from the government to support themselves. However, the economy coming back to life after lockdowns didn't end the problems. It made things worse because there was a sudden huge demand for energy and other resources. The demand for those things was much larger than the supply available, and that made prices rise. Also, the supply chain that had broken down during the pandemic has been difficult to build back up. And the increase in the price of fuel has made moving goods around much more expensive. It used to cost £3,000 to ship a container from Asia to the UK, but it now costs £15,000, Forbes writes. Environmental concerns may have also played a part in pushing fuel prices up. Coal-fired power stations were closed down in the hope that renewable sources of energy, like solar and wind, could be used. But renewables are still not able to provide enough power, so there is still a big need for gas. But the price for gas has skyrocketed to over 300% since the beginning of last year. Millions of Britons heat their homes with gas, and paying those prices has squeezed many, some to breaking point. Another basic need of every household is groceries. But the price of many foods has also gone sky high. And the two things are related. Food production needs fuel to keep it going, and as prices for fuel rise, so too do the costs to produce food. The war in Ukraine has made a bad situation even worse. Although the UK did not import much gas from Russia, the global gas supply has dropped because of the war, and that has made the price of gas more expensive everywhere. And Ukraine and Russia produce a large amount of the world's wheat supply, along with things like vegetable oil, which are now in short supply. To help people with the high price of filling their cars, the government cut fuel duty for petrol and diesel by 5p per litre for 12 months starting in March. But those who are struggling to make ends meet still have a long road ahead of them. The cost of living crisis is not expected to end anytime soon. The Bank of England has said pressures on households will continue until 2023 and will not stabilise until 2024.